From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A Palestinian official says Israel and Gaza militant groups have agreed to a ceasefire. The agreement followed escalating violence as Palestinians battered Israel with rockets and Israel carried out its largest series of airstrikes on Gaza since the 2014 war. Two Palestinian teenagers, aged 15 and 16, were killed when an Israeli strike hit a building they were near in the west part of Gaza City. 15 people were wounded. Meanwhile, three residents in southern Israel were injured when Palestinians fired missiles and mortars into that area. The flare-up came after Israeli troops shot and killed two Palestinians, including a teenager, and wounded hundreds of others in border clashes on Friday. At least six people were killed, including five of the attackers, in two car bombings Saturday near the presidential palace in Mogadishu, Somalia. The Al-Shabaab group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. The twin explosions came 1 week after two similar attacks on the Interior Ministry compound in Mogadishu killed at least 15 people. Haiti's Prime Minister Jacques-Guy Lafontaine has resigned amid widespread unrest following a failed attempt to increase fuel prices. Lafontaine told Haiti's Chamber of Deputies that he had sent President Jovenel Moïse his resignation letter. The deputies had called on the prime minister to answer questions after riots erupted to protest the government's attempt to raise fuel prices by up to 51% as part of an agreement with the International Monetary Fund. At least seven people died and dozens of businesses were looted or destroyed. This